This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joining me on Joy 94.9 is one of Australia's leading entertainers, with many awards to match his winning smile and killer looks. He's the host of the hottest new morning show on TV, and he sometimes leaves me wondering just how he does it all. Joining me at Joy 94.9 is David Campbell. Hey, David.
Hey, Stevie, how are you?
Very good. How's your morning been?
My morning's been fine. I've done a morning show. I'm back off to work now to do tour publicity, and yeah, I'm good.
Fantastic. Fantastic indeed. You've certainly been very busy in the past year, releasing your all-consuming 80s hit mix, Let's Go, and also gaining the TV hosting gig with The Divine Sonia. How lucky are you?
I'm so lucky. And the funny thing is that, yeah, Sonia is just amazing. She's fabulous and divine, but she's also wickedly, and we have the same sense of humour, and a lot of my friends are calling us the campus couple on TV, which I quite like.
Well, that is quite cute and probably quite fitting as well.
I hope it is quite fitting.
You're also a busy father. Obviously, being a parent and having a successful career in the entertainment industry is becoming easier as, I guess, social attitudes change. Such a busy daddy.
But Leo, who's my son, he thankfully doesn't notice too much. You know, I didn't grow up with a father in my life. I mean, everyone knows who my dad is, but he was never around when I was a kid. Very, very aware and very cognizant of the fact that I wanted to be there for him. When we knew we were going to have Leo, I stopped touring for weeks and weeks at a time, which I could do when I was younger, and just started touring on the weekend. I made a conscious effort to allow time to be there, because even though my father's a great father, he would still do long touring. I saw that as something that I didn't want to do, and I didn't want to put out to the world with my son and maybe even future children. So, and then doing the gig with Sonia, I mean, I finish, as you know, I finish around 12 o'clock, and I've got the rest of the day to play with Leo. So I'm very conscious with my work now that it's not the most important thing in my life, he is, and that I want to work around him.
Well, that's very lovely to hear, because often it's not the case. So it's great to see some dads out there like yourself really putting in the hours.
Oh, you've got to, I think. It's really important. And I know just from what I've had to learn the hard way through hard knocks in my life and the guidance that I haven't had instinctively as a child, because I was just raised by my grandmother. She did a brilliant job. But I think parental figures, you know, having one or two, you know, I mean, a single parent has, but having two is always best, whether it's two guys, two girls, or the, you know, the traditional.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't know how single parents do it. They're like superhuman.
So true. I think single parents really have their job cut out for them. So doing morning TV sure is a change from having been touring around the country and certainly gigging around the globe. You're not giving up touring. The Let's Go tour has been doing really well with some awesome reviews. What is it that you love about performing live?
I've been doing it so long now that yeah, it's almost like learning to do TV is something completely different to me, and that's why I'm enjoying that. But the great thing about the TV work is that it's live as well. There is just something, I don't know, maybe it's because of the people that I grew up listening to, like Peter Allen or Sammy Davis Jr. or, you know, watching my father, or, you know, and now working on live TV and thinking of the greats like Don Lane or Graham Kennedy, is that that live element, there's a sense of danger and there's a sense of adrenaline that you take away, which is really exciting for an audience, especially if they know that you're not on auto cue. I mean, I love a big polished American show with the best of them, but I like people to make mistakes and be live. And sure enough, there's a lot of mistakes in my show, but we cover it up with a lot of lights and spectacle and music.
Certainly. And I know when I'm viewing your work and certainly listening to your work, I was on the train this morning grooving around to Let's Go. And I have to say, what an awesome album.
I really enjoyed making it. It's like being a part of my childhood and letting people in on the nerdy sort of, I had so many influences. People think it's just swing or musicals, but that was my grandmother's influence. And I really listened to, I was a tragic, you know, new romantic as a kid. By Adam Ant and by Duran Duran and listened to them. And I probably learned to sing more, as much from George Michael as I did from Frank Sinatra.
Certainly. It's great to have that wide musicality as a performer as well. I think that is key to your success in the industry, David. I congratulate you on your success so far. That musicality is so key.
Yeah, well, I guess I felt like I was an iPod shuffle in the 80s already. You know, I have so many different styles of music that I love. It feels strange not to continue that in my career.
Certainly, your career has spanned many, many years in musicals such as Shout and doing the whole swing albums and moving into the 60s album, which was quite in contrast to your current work.
Yeah, it is. What I've tried to do with the last, I guess, five albums, and I've been lucky to do that, is to show people what makes me musical, you know, and why I do what I do. I mean, a lot of people who are songwriters can do that by writing songs, and I'm just not that good a songwriter. And I have some songs written by the greats for so many years that I'm sort of inhibited or too scared to actually do it myself, and I just don't think I'm that good. No, it's true. So I feel now that what I try to do is open myself up musically so people can see what I'm made of and why I'm that way. You know, the 60s album that you mentioned, Good Lovin', was sort of an homage to my dad's music and growing up with him as a teenager when he was well into, you know, soul music and doing, you know, soul deep. So that kind of had a big effect on my life, as well as the 80s, as well as, you know, listening to swing music or Harry Connick Jr., and so as well as Broadway musicals. So I just had all these things. So I've just tried to show people why I perform the way I do.
I think you've had to deal with, in your career, a lot of people saying, oh, you're Jimmy Barnes' son. What are you really made of? Can you really make it in this industry? And I think you have proved beyond immeasurable doubt that you certainly have the goods and will continue to have the goods. Dave, I think it's really wonderful to see. What did you think that you learnt from your dad's time in the industry? How have you brought his career into your career?
Well, clearly tenacity is one thing I think you need to have. Luck has a lot to do with it, but, you know, my dad's very hardworking, you know. I mean, I think it's sort of cliche to say he's the working class man, but that actually really is what he is. He's very blue-collar in the way he does things. You know, very much works most of the year, either doing charity or doing cultures or touring. You know, he never really stops. That's probably part of his problem in the past. That's obviously led down to parts of addiction and obsessive-compulsiveness, but now that he's through all that, he knows what it's like to be a survivor. He's a legend and a survivor. And I think that that's something really important. I think that we dispose of stars too quickly nowadays. You know, I look at someone like Justin Bieber and One Direction, as fabulous as they are, I already feel like Bieber's been sort of pushed to one side because he comes One Direction. I'm like, Jesus, kid's 18 years old. So, you know, and that's always been the way anyway. But I think you need to ride through that. I don't, you know, what my dad did and what I've learned from him is to sort of keep working and keep being honest and keep being good to the people who are good to you. So never treat your fans badly, no matter how big or small they are. And you go through times, God, you know, there's times that some albums sell better than others, some things work better than others, but you always try and be truthful and nice to the people who get you there. And that's the one thing I've learned. He always takes time out for his fans. He always chats, always does the interviews, no matter how big or small. He knows that that's what you have to do to survive.
Sure. The thing between the next big paycheck is all the little small things.
Absolutely. And you know what? There is no such thing as a small gig, just small performance. You've just got to, everything's a big gig.
True. Absolutely. That's a wonderful way to look at it, Dave. It shows the true testament of your character, especially that you have brought that into your own persona on TV. David, you've been a very vocal supporter of marriage equality in Australia. What is it that makes you so passionate in supporting this cause? I know that both you and Sonia on Mornings have certainly carried that through.
We have. I think it's just a kind of a ridiculous thing to talk about in this day and age. I know that it's a very hot topic and there's people who are religious that say one thing and, you know, God didn't create Adam and Eve, or Adam and Steve. But, you know, for me, it's about being on the right side of history. It's a civil rights issue. It goes back to, can trace it back to, you know, civil rights in America to what we're having with now with gay marriage. It's the same thing, you know, in a different manner, but it still is important. I mean, I can't believe that we live in a democracy that, you know, people fought for us to have our freedoms, and yet we turn around to our brothers and sisters and sons and daughters and say, no, but you can't do that because you're not like the rest of us. And I think that's bullshit. And I think that I look at my son and I think, I pay my taxes, we live in a democracy, and I want my son to have, he has the right to have the full gamut of what that is.
Sure.
And it makes me angry to think that there are people standing in the way. And it's also the fact that, you know, my career from the beginning was heavily supported by the gay and lesbian community. Heavily supported. It's something that I've had a connection with my whole career up to date, and I hope to continue to do so. It's something that I'm very grateful for. If I'm honest with you, I probably came from Adelaide not knowing much about people. You know, I didn't know about the gay community as much and was a bit ignorant. And they were very welcoming, and they educated me in the early 90s about, like, you know, hey, gay rights are fine, and you can be a part of it and be straight and still be our friend. And they helped me get through it. Well, I wasn't bigoted, but I was ignorant.
Yeah.
But I think, I just believe in it so much, and I believe that it's a ridiculous thing, and I believe that in 10 years' time, like we did when Votes for Women or Votes for Aboriginals, that we'll all turn around and go, really? We were a bit douchey back then, weren't we? We're all a bit of a douchebag.
So true, David. Lovely to see your passion transcend through the screen. Your passion for such an inequality in the law, it's wonderful, and I thank you.
My absolute pleasure. And I also want to be the first wedding singer for the legal marriage.
So I saw that in DNA. The DNA magazine interview that you did, I saw that, and that was
I have ulterior motives. I can't help myself. I'm a romantic.
That's so gorgeous. David Campbell, thank you very much for joining me on Joy 94.9. 9 for a chat.
Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.